Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This election isn't a referendum, it's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
Election Day is here, and it's been all hands on deck on both sides of the aisle to ensure the vote gets out. It's been hectic leading up to today for many politicians, including President Biden, who spoke at a campaign rally for Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul. It'll be a tight race, as many supporters of Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin say they'll vote on Election Day, a trend that could be witnessed across the country as distrust in the election system grows. While Republicans are likely to maintain a majority in the House, the future of the Senate is uncertain. The battle to see who will win control of the Senate is a toss-up, with some saying it'll come down to a few battleground states like Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Hampshire. First Lady Jill Biden was on the campaign trail Monday in support of Virginia Democratic Representative Jennifer Wexton, while the First Lady urged constituents to re-elect Wexton so that Democrats could continue the progress they've made since President Biden took office. Wexton was hopeful voters would vote with the same enthusiasm they did back in 2020.
It's because of you that we restored the soul of America by electing Joe Biden in 2020. It's because of you that we're going to hold on to seat and defend our majority in Congress.
Former President Donald Trump was in Miami on Sunday, stumping for Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Despite speculation that former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis might both be vying for a presidential run in 2024, Trump expressed his support for the two Republican candidates in the Sunshine State.
The people of Florida are going to reelect the wonderful, the great friend of mine, Marco Rubio, to the United States Senate. Are you going to reelect Ron DeSantis as your governor of your state?
The results from today's elections will impact President Biden's next 2 years in office, but they will also foreshadow 2024, says elections analyst Sean Trendy.
I know we're here to talk about 2022, but we'll be talking about 2024 in 2 days.
On Monday, officials from the Department of Justice confirmed they are expanding in-person monitoring of polling locations following threats, incidents, and attempts to interfere with the election process. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president hopes the country's ideals are upheld at the polls.
Violence has no place in our democracy. He will continue to condemn violence, as you've heard him say, as you've heard me say from this very podium. He believes other leaders of both parties have a responsibility to communicate just that.
Finally, Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, tweeted Monday that independent-minded voters should choose a Republican Congress given the presidency is Democratic, and later clarified that his historical party affiliation had always been independent, with a voting history consisting entirely of Democrats until now. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.